Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So what are we going to talk about today?
First off, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation has released its state-by-state analysis of the U.S. electric vehicle market for quarter two 2024, and South Carolina, despite all the EV investment, has some work to do in at least one area. In South Carolina, EVs represented 4% of new light-duty vehicle sales in quarter two of this year. That was up just a tick from quarter one and a 3.7% rise from quarter two 2023. There were 2,200 EVs sold in South Carolina in quarter two this year, and that translates into South Carolina ranking 39th in EV market share. So, hey, you know, we're seeing a lot of investment here, but not too many South Carolinians are buying these EVs, Mike. So,
it's still a little bit early, I think, in the build out of the infrastructure, which, will help ease some anxiety fears people have about range.
I think you're right. And speaking of that, talking about charging ports, there were over 31,000 EVs on the road in South Carolina and 1,483 publicly available charging outlets, which is a ratio of 21 EVs for every public port. And that ranks South Carolina 22nd in the ratio of EVs to public chargers. So doing a little bit better there, the infrastructure, about halfway through the pack there nationwide. So that's not too bad.
No, it's not. Tell us what you have next.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of technology, South Carolina's tech sector has a $52 billion economic impact on the state. That's according to SC Compete's 2024 SC Tech Economic Impact Study. The study shows that South Carolina tech industries has grown at twice the rate of the overall state economy in the last decade. That surge is credited to South Carolina's industry expansion and increasing reliance on technology, which has contributed to the tech sector supporting 143,000 jobs and generating a $13.8 billion labor income. Mike, what's really interesting is the average wage of $96,763 is 78% higher than the state average for other industries. So in case you wanted to update your resume, the top three tech jobs in South Carolina are software developer, computer user support specialist, and computer systems analyst.
And, you know, those technology jobs have always been higher paying, you know, so that's not a surprise, I guess.
Thinking I might have to go back to school.
All right. What's next?
Yeah, continue on with some more big numbers. A new analysis commissioned by the American Clean Power Association and conducted by ICF, which is a global consulting and technology services company, finds the energy tax credits and rebates from the Inflation Reduction Act could deliver an estimated $64 billion impact in spending across South Carolina's economy between 2025 and 2035. Of that $64 billion, the analysis shows the bulk of spending would be in new power plants, clean transportation, and facility electrification and efficiency. And over the next decade, the analysis predicts investments motivated by the tax credits and energy could add $32 billion to South Carolina's economy.
Yeah, that Infrastructure Act has certainly added a lot to our economy and many of our neighbors' economies.
Yeah, that's right. The whole region is benefiting from that.
We've got time for one more. What else do you have?
All right. A Connecticut couple tied to Clemson University through their alumna daughter has made a $25 million gift to a Clemson Institute dedicated, get this, Mike, to the moral principles of capitalism. The $25 million gift from Dave and Lynette Snow sets up an endowment and gives a name to the Snow Institute for the Study of Capitalism. The gift launches a 10-year vision for expansion of current programming and creation of new projects. So Clemson says it's the only public university in the country that supports a program directly addressing and promoting the nation's founding principles through both education and research.
So, okay, very interesting. So this is going to provide scholarships, I guess, as well as faculty endowments?
Yeah, the gift will allow the Institute to double its scholars program from 40 to 80 scholars. So a lot of students are going to be learning about the moral principles of capitalism.
All right, Jason, well, thank you so much for your time again and the update.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.